you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 11th, 2020. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and significant to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. However, dear listeners, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you know, sending any material on behalf of our radio, including QSL cards or IRIB English Radio souvenirs, is temporarily suspended due to the pandemic. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Pietro Arado from Italy, Rodrigo Fonseca from Brazil, and Bala Morvali from India. Pietro, Rodrigo, and Bala, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails, which I mentioned some of their names here, including Jayanta Chakrabarty from India. Jayanta Chakrabarty is one of our regular listeners. We have an email from Raghu A. from India. Here we have an email from Jyrki Hitonen from Finland. Also from Australia, we have an email from Martin Steiner and Jarmo Patala from Finland. Or maybe Jarmo Patala from Finland has sent us an email. Many thanks for sending us these emails and letters. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and I'm here with so many letters and emails from around the world. First of all, we start with an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty from India. Jayanta Chakrabarty is one of our regular listeners who says, "As a regular listener to your informative and highly rated programs, I am happy to send my appreciation to all members of IRIB English Radio for imparting useful information of news and current affairs, which are updated, unbiased, and reliable. I am grateful for the wonderful entertainment you are providing to my family and me, even during this grim period, when the world is struggling with the menace of the COVID-19 pandemic. I am forwarding a feedback of the programs which I listened on the 10th of August 2020 via live online streaming. Reception quality was good, with no external disturbances. I am also able to hear IRIB English radio on the shortwave radio, which has a strong signal strength. Overall, the programs are enjoyable, informative, and efficiently presented. My thanks to IRIB English Radio for the wonderful broadcast. Wishing all at the IRIB English Radio good health, safety, and happiness. I would request for a verification of the report with a printed QSL card when the situation allows. Warm regards from India. Well, greetings from Iran to Jayanta Chakrabarty from India. I do express lots of gratitude to you, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, one of our regular listeners. This message was really inspiring and encouraging for us in IRIB English Radio. We are glad that you enjoyed our programs. As you said, they're informative. And as you said, our programs are updated and our news is unbiased and reliable. And you also mentioned that you enjoy the quality of the signal and the sound in IRIB English Radio. We in IRIB English Radio also wish you, Jayanta Chakrabarty, you, your family, and all people in India, wish you all the best. Please stay safe and healthy. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Tell us which programs you like the best. And also, Jayanta Chakrabarty, send your family members our greetings on behalf of IRIB English Radio. Also, here we have an email from Jarmo or Jarmo Patala from Finland, because I don't know exactly their language. So please accept my apologies if I mispronounce your name, Patala from Finland. He says, I'm very happy to write to you that I picked up your stations here in Finland, far away from your station. I enjoyed very much your programs in IRIB English Radio. I have enclosed an audio file to my email, and I would like to ask you to listen and confirm by a QSL card if that's your program. I would be also glad to receive your program's schedule. Thank you very much for your interesting broadcast. Patala from Finland, greetings to you from Iran. It seems that you've already joined IRIB English Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us as a new listener. Stay with us until the end. You know, we are happy that you've joined us. In your upcoming emails, tell us your views about our programs. Tell us which programs you like the best. We're very happy that you listen to IRIB English Radio. And regarding your request about sending programs schedule, you can find programs schedule at our website with the following address, www.parstoday.com/en. And there you can find programs schedule and the archive of our programs. Many thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon in the future. Patala from Finland. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with more emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Martin Steiner from Australia. Martin Steiner is one of our regular listeners who says, thank you for your reply to my reception report. Of course, I understand that you cannot send out any QSL cards and other mail at the moment. In a cruel way, the whole world is united by the fight against this terrible virus. And I wish everyone could also join together in the fight for peace in the world. How wonderful would it be if there was harmony and friendship amongst all nations? To answer your question about my post-COVID-19 plans, I had a trip booked to visit my old country, Germany, with my dear wife, but of course our holiday had to be cancelled. I live in Western Australia, and even our internal state's borders are closed, so we can only move freely within our state. Nobody is allowed to leave Australia. When the borders open up, I would love to make another attempt to see my friends and family in Germany. I wish you all the best in the fight against the coronavirus. Martin Steiner from Australia, thank you very much for writing this email to us. We hope you're doing fine in your country, Australia. We're glad that you understand the situation regarding the coronavirus. Of course, when the situation allows, we will send you QSL cards and IRB English Radio souvenirs. And when the disease is over around the world, of course, that's great. We hope that happens very soon in the future. What a pity. Your trip was cancelled. Your trip to your country, you know, your old country, Germany, your trip to this country was cancelled. You know, we're sorry for that. But that is happening for all countries around the world. It's not just in Australia and not just within your borders, in state borders in Australia. That is happening around the world. And by observing the rules and regulations, including wearing masks, by observing social distancing, we can get out of this terrible situation and have a better world, of course. That's all. We wish you all the best, Martin Steiner from Australia. Anyway, stay safe and healthy, write to us soon, and don't forget to tell us your views about our programs. Many thanks, Martin Steiner from Australia, for writing this email. And again, from Finland, we have an email from Jyrki Hitonen. Jyrki Hitonen is one of our regular listeners who says, I hope you and all your near ones have been well and safe during this difficult period. And it is understandable that priority is to keep the main thing, programming continued. We listeners do appreciate that also you're starting to send mails. We would be quite happy also with eQSL cards during this time. I tried to send a letter to Iran several times, but our post office said that the mail to Iran and many other countries have been suspended. I do not know the recent situation, but hope mail is now open. Jyrki Hitonen from Finland, thank you very much for writing this email to us. We also hope you're doing well. Our wish for the moment is that everything gets better regarding the coronavirus situation. You mentioned that you had a problem trying several times sending posts to Iran and many other countries, because of the coronavirus outbreak around the world, sending any material to different countries is temporarily suspended. So the only thing we can do is just waiting until the situation gets better and this disease is over. So please be patient. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon in the future. Stay safe and healthy. Just this. Thank you, Jyrki Hitonen from Finland. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with emails and letters. Well, here I have another email from India. This is from Raghu A. from India. Raghu says, it's good to listen to your radio, but unfortunately, I have lost your frequency details and I have not downloaded the frequencies from your website. I surely will try to tune in to you again. It would be great if you can send me programs scheduled. Yours truly. Raghu A. from India, lots of gratitude for sending us this email. Regarding your request about sending programs schedule, please refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find our programs schedule. Again, thank you for writing this message. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon, Raghu A. from India. But dear listeners, here we have reached to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Hope you will enjoy it.
Yes, so my name is Chris Jensen. I'm living in Belgium. I'm Belgian. I'm working as a civil servant for the government here in Belgium, but I also travel a lot because traveling, it's my passion, and especially traveling to the Middle East. I've been visiting many countries in the Middle East, and last year I visited also Iran, which was a very, very nice experience. I'm listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, so Tehran Radio, and several mediums. I'm listening to it on shortwave, but also on the internet and on satellite. And I think that's the future, because a lot of people think that shortwave is an old technology, which is dying at the moment. But I don't believe this. I think if you want to reach the world, you have to use a media mix. So it's not if, but and. So I listen on a different medium to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So to my opinion, shortwave is still alive, and it's not a dead medium. I think it has still a bright future in it. Yes, I want to send my greetings to everyone, and I call upon them to, if they can, visit Iran yourself, because, as I said before, there are many misconceptions about Iran here in the Western world, and my experience last year was a wonderful experience. I experienced Iran as a very friendly country with friendly people. It's a very modern country with good infrastructure. And everywhere where I came, people were open to me, people tried to help me. So I'm calling upon the listeners, please visit the country yourself. It's the best way to get an idea about Iran and to learn about the country.
Dear listeners, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for being with us. Goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.